We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, our lawyer, barrister, attorney extraordinaire. He's just a lawyer extraordinaire over on that AM 1130 show. We give you all of it. If I knew any other languages, I'd throw that in too. Now, Jeff, I want to talk to you about a number of things, but I want to start with Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Yep.
The headlines today are Fauci is pushing for the relief package to get schools reopened. Now, what business does an immunologist have with pushing Biden's policy? He's basically become a lobbyist. I liked the guy at first because he was an eye tie, but as time goes on, I have less and less respect for this guy. He looks to see where the wind is blowing, and that's the way he goes. And he has no business getting involved in whether or not there's a relief package. I hope there is to help people, but he should not be saying, you can't open schools without the relief package. That's not his role at all.
No, it's not. And this is the problem with anyone that gets, gets paid by the government draws a salary, is their goal is self-preservation, like you said. And, you know, Fauci started to make comments about Trump towards the end of the election, and everybody knew what was doing. He was currying favor with Biden.
Sure. He wanted to keep his job.
Because he knew he was certain to get fired under Trump, that Trump got reelected. So Biden keeps him and keeps paying him. And now he's out advocating for other public policy outside of, his area of expertise. So, I agree. I think that it's interesting about how we were all about, we had to follow the science, science. And, you're hearing the scientific community and saying that there's no reason why schools should be closed. And now we don't listen to the science. I guess we just listen to political science now.
Yeah, the whole science thing, it's a joke, too, because Cuomo never followed the science. It was clear to many of us, and we kept asking, why is he putting seniors with COVID into nursing homes where the most vulnerable population is? And now, finally, the media is waking up to it. This guy, it's criminal what he did. And quite frankly, it's criminal in many states, including our own, because Walls did the same thing. And there is absolutely no excuse for it, to have been putting seniors in.
Here in Minnesota, the one body that could do something about that and hold hearings and take action is the Minnesota Senate, which is under Republican control, and they sit on their hands. So there's no accountability for our governor whatsoever. Why?
No.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Paul Gazelka why the heck the health commissioner still has a job when he could have fired her, months ago. You got Gavin Newsom in California is going to be subject to a recall election. So all these governors that the media touted last year is what a great job they did managing the pandemic. There's a good chance more than one of them might not be in office by the end of this year.
Well, you know what? But that's a joke, too, because Newsom is never going to get. It's like the impeachment of Trump. Newsom is not going to get removed because there's enough people there that are going to become purely partisan and vote to keep him in. He's not going to get removed. I'd be stunned if he got removed, just as I would have been.
Well, remember how recall elections work out there. There's two questions on the ballot. Should he be recalled? And if so, who takes over? So it's entirely possible that he could be bounced and another Democrat could be put in.
Well, then there is that. Well, maybe the chances are better. But I will say this, that it's not quite as bad as what the impeachment was. And it never should have happened because, and I never thought I'd say this, but I agree with Mitch McConnell, that it's unconstitutional. You just read the Constitution, and he should not have been held to a trial when he was out of office and a private citizen. And now there's talk that, Lindsey Graham's on board with having a commission like the September of the 9/11 commission about what happened at the Capitol. Well, we know what happened at the Capitol. There were people who probably went and got involved in this because of things Trump said, but there was Antifa they have shown is there. There are people who just wanted to go there to create mayhem and trouble, and they used Trump as the excuse, or the Democrats used Trump as the excuse, and a few of the Republicans too. But give me your take about what happened, because
Lindsey Graham calling for a commission is significant, and Lindsey Graham in most recent days has, you know, there's been a lot of them that had a spine while Donald Trump was president, a lot of Republicans that have gone back to their usual behavior, Mitch McConnell being one of them. But Lindsey Graham seems to still want to, he's still got some fire in his belly because, and this is what why everything broke down on Saturday, Bob, is there was an agreement going in that the House impeachment managers weren't going to call witnesses. And that was the understanding going into this trial in the Senate. And then on Saturday morning, they all of a sudden wanted to call this Republican representative. I forget what.
Yeah, I know. Herrera, it's a woman who repeated what she believed to be a call from McCarthy.
Yes. And it was in the polls in the room when this call with Trump happened, right? So they want to call her as a witness. Well, as soon as you open the door to witnesses, the other side gets to call witnesses. And I believe it was Lindsey Graham and one other senator that wanted to call Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, because it came out about a week ago that the president had President Trump had offered up 10,000 National Guard members. All Pelosi had to do was say the word, or all the mayor had to say was, yeah, we want them. And so they were going to call those two and ask them why they turned down that assistance. And as soon as that came to light, then Schumer and shut down reached out and got the deal done where there was not going to be any witnesses, and then it all kind of came crashing down. There was no way they were going to get 2/3 vote. But that's why I think Lindsey Graham is pushing, is he's going to try to push change the narrative that Trump offered up National Guard members, and this was the Speaker didn't want them there.
Well, then that's why he's okay. That puts it in a different view. And she would have been, oh my God, it would have been great to have her grilled by attorneys, even those attorneys.
She had a rant after he was acquitted again, the House impeachment manager having a press conference. Yeah, and Lady Boxwine comes rolling into the press conference and just ranting and raving like a fool about how there's no consequences and we're not censuring him and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, so it was, it wasn't a good weekend for the Democrats. They couldn't, they couldn't pull us off of it. But I don't know if you saw it, Bob, the statements, the interview that the Trump's defense attorney, Michael Vanderveen, did on CBS.
Yes.
About the
I saw it.
Everybody should listen to that because he hits on a point that I've been saying for years about the media and the media always pushing, this divisiveness to sell, for ratings. I mean, this goes back to even when Barack Obama was president. I can remember where he reached a budget deal with the House Republicans when John Boehner was in charge, and the news headline was, "Who caved?" It's like, that's not conducive to a two-party system of government when the media always runs in and says, "Who caved?"
And what he did, he threw his microphone down and walked off. It was actually great television for that. People should find it. Yeah. You can find it easily. You also can listen to the rest of the BS show quite easily. Just don't go anywhere. The BS show will take a quick break, and we will be right back.